Hi there, this is the IoT Show again, and I'm Olivier, I'm your host. I'm here with my man, Marcello. We're here to talk about Azure IoT Central again.
Yeah,
ciao Marcello, come stai?
Tutto bene.
Tutto bene. Allora, parliamo inglese.
See? Yes, that's okay.
We're gonna speak it's English. We are here actually to talk about some fun projects you've been working on.
Yeah.
So IoT Central, we've been introducing that already, talked about it. We also had an episode about connecting actual devices, showing the code and so on. What we are here to talk about today is the types of devices you've been connecting, the types of projects, and eventually give us a little update on where we're at with IoT Central. That work for you?
That works perfectly.
Cool. So you have some gizmos here. Can you tell me a bit about how you came to start playing with this little tiny devices?
Yeah.
Was IoT Central, and how much of a difficulty or how much easy it was?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I watched your show on how to connect a device in IoT Central, and I started with that. The good thing and the interesting part is that you can start by creating a free trial of IoT Central, and you can then choose a dev kit sample template. That will also already prepare your IoT Central application with templates of some popular, you know, prototyping and development board that you can find.
Yep.
We are.
So there's already something that's changed here, right? So you just said free trial.
So the trial has always been free, but now the interesting thing is that you don't need an Azure subscription to start the trial with IoT Central.
Okay.
You just need, an account, a Microsoft account or an Active Directory account.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
Cool. And so you can start, as I did, with a dev kit sample. Mm-hmm. And you can start there by hooking it up either an MX chip dev kit, as the one as I have here. And I think that you did a few shows about this device.
I gave you that one.
Yeah, you gave me that one. Thanks. And also a Raspberry Pi, so very popular type of devices. Mm-hmm. But then you can also move on different type of devices, different type of prototyping platforms. And this is where things actually get interesting. So let me just show you what I did in order to solve a very personal, tricky problem. My house has a septic tank that sometimes has failures.
And you don't want
to have those type of failures. So what I wanted is to find a quick and easy way mm-hmm. to be alerted when something was about to go wrong with my septic, so that I could prevent unfortunate incidents.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Make sure your neighbors still like you.
Totally. And so what I did, I started with one of my trial applications, and then I started to experiment with different type of devices, very industrial grade prototyping devices mm-hmm. to more popular MX chip Raspberry Pis and stuff.
Okay.
The first thing, I actually started by connecting a Raspberry Pi. And what I did in IoT Central, I started with a Raspberry Pi template, as you can see basically here. Here is a simulated version of what I quickly modeled in order to track down mm-hmm. The behavior of some critical components of my septic tank, and create a very simple dashboard and some rules that would enable to be alerted via mm-hmm. email about something going wrong, and also to kind of being able to log in and see the status of the system.
Okay.
And this was kind of the first step.
So here that's a simulator, right? Did you actually write some code on an actual Pi to test all that as well on the hardware?
So that's the funny thing. Starting with an MX chip, for example, you don't actually need to necessarily write any code, in the sense that we already provide some binaries, so an agent that runs on this device that lights up all the sensors that this device have.
Okay.
The cool thing is that you can just start without having to deal with code. Of course, mm-hmm. when you want to then customize your experience with the device, you can start with the same code that we give you already compiled, with source code, and you can modify as you like.
Because this project is open source.
The project is totally open
source.
Got it.
So you have one for the MX chip board for all the sensors there, and then you have one for the Raspberry Pi with the sensehat. Right?
That's correct.
Okay, sensehat is the one with LEDs and other types
correct.
Of sensors.
And in the Raspberry Pi, we both support and we provide different type of languages, and we support Linux, but also Windows IoT Core, of course.
Okay, yeah, fun. Okay, So many choices, but the fun actually happens in IT Central.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. And as you can see, you know, from you know, my experiment over here, in IT Central you can connect you know, a very different and a very diverse portfolio of devices. Also, as you can see, devices that are not released yet, like our very own Azure Sphere, that is creating so much interest. But I can't talk about that yet.
Not today.
Not today. Next time. And so what I actually did then, I took another type of device that I found really interesting, and this is this device that is called Electric Imp. Imp Explorer is a prototyping platform that you can use, you know, to do the similar kind of experimentation as you do on an MX chip or Raspberry Pi. But the interesting part here is that when you start and you create your custom code to perform your own tasks and activities with this board, but then you reach a point where you want to go in production with you know, a device that then is production grade, you don't have to change the code in the sense that you can redeploy the exact same code on a production grade device. And actually, for the Electric part, the cool thing is that you don't even have to deploy the code manually, but that happens over the air.
Thanks to their over-the-air deployment provisioning
that Electric
features
is
that Electric Imp is providing itself.
Exactly.
And you're going to show us, but you're interacting from IoT Central to be able to then provision a device through Electric Imp backend, right?
Exactly. So another interesting thing is that you know, Electric Imp is providing you know, code samples and tutorials and libraries, of course, to connect you know, their platform to IoT Hub, IoT Suite, and IoT Central.
Okay.
So right out of the box,
no excuses.
No excuses, right. It's almost too easy. Yeah.
So you're saying that you can transition from dev board, prototyping board like this one that has all the sensors, connectors, and so on, which is not ready for production because it's too big, it has all these expensive connectors, so you want to go cheaper. Do you have an example of that exact same thing, smaller?
I have an example. This is basically exactly the same thing, but the production grade. And
got
so basically, the same code runs in both, and you can just you know, stick this into your machine that you want to monitor, and you're
and the code is exactly the same.
The code is exactly
Okay, cool. Yeah,
and,
awesome.
And let me show you, you know, where you actually manage the code, because basically they have a very nice IDE that runs directly on the browser. And you have your, you know, surface where you can basically create your specific code and your specific agent that runs on the device.
Okay.
You can check the code, you can manage the version, and you can then deploy over there the code. And over here, you can see that you know, my code is already running on a device that I have on my desk, and is already sending data.
All of that from a browser, right?
So all of that from a browser.
It's like back-end supported compiler, and then deployment, and then monitoring of the device because it connects to their solution, to their cloud, and their cloud actually connects to Azure Cloud. Directly into Central, or as you mentioned, Hub or Suite.
Okay. Their cloud is actually on Azure.
And their cloud is on Azure already.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
So it's all on
like
Azure.
That.
That's the cool thing.
They kind of like solve the problem of, they provide a device as a service, basically, right?
Yeah.
Because they facilitate the provisioning, the development of the application for the device.
That's correct. That's correct.
Got it.
And so then the interesting part, when once you deploy your agent and you have your code running, is actually going on IoT Central. And I have you know, a bunch of devices here that are based on this Electric Imp device and my Septic, for example.
Okay.
So
the real one.
Exactly. By accessing this, you can see.
There's no smell sensor, right?
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
That's the next.
That'd be an interesting one, right?
Next weekend.
And then we need to invent something to project the smell from the computer.
Correct.
Okay.
But maybe not. So you can see that I created a very simple yet compelling dashboard for my device where I have some information about the device that I'm connecting. Of course, for me, it's a Septic Cam, it's not an Electric Imp device.
Okay.
And also, you know, I'm tracking and charting the temperature and the humidity that I'm you know, sensing, that the device is sensing.
Okay.
And these are the current you know, values. But also, I'm actually monitoring events. So what happens is that there are already sensors in the septic tank that are just emitting a sound right now, and so those sensors are actually you know, captured by you know, the board that I have installed and are sending events in the form of a state change on IoT Central.
Got
and
it.
So the interesting part is that then I can track down trends mm-hmm. of what has been happening. This is what has been happening in the last month or so. And of course, you can see that the device, I've not really connected the device for all the time because I've been experimenting yep. so much.
Yep.
But then I can also drill down into the data in this analytical surface and data exploration surface that IoT Central provides. In order to to find correlation, like for example, this is data related to the last 10 minutes, but also I can take a look at the last hour okay. worth of data, and you can see that I have all the various samples that are providing me with a specific temperature level and stuff, and I can see, of course, everything. Luckily, it's working right
it's
now,
working.
But I can correlate, if I want, the status of our device with environmental parameters
okay.
that I'm tracking.
All of that from the IoT Central dashboard.
Indeed, absolutely. Okay. And and again, I'm using this prototyping device, if I will at some point in the yeah. future to resell this solution, I can just go in production and, mm-hmm. and create a product based on the production grade device. I will just deploy the same yeah. code and I'm all set with IoT Central.
And then you go talk to the guy who created and installed that septic tank and you create a startup with them, providing a septic tank as a service, right?
You have my future already laid out.
I like that. You will not be in a business, right?
Well, that's correct.
We will, actually. Also, and can we imagine something crazy, like when there's something going wrong, you actually set up some rules and then trigger an action, like sending an email or
yep.
something else, right?
Absolutely, and even more, we are actually baking some very cool new features.
Okay.
We are just ahead of build, and we will actually announce some cool new integrations so
yes.
that you will be able to trigger more actions when something happens with your IoT Central application.
Cool. So chances are we're going to see that episode just after build online.
That's correct.
So basically, what is that thing we're going to announce at build? That
I can't say yet.
Oh, damn it. Okay, guys. Well, thanks a lot, Marcello. That was a fun project to see, and actually real project, which is even more cool. IoT Central and, in that case, the Electric Imp and other prototyping boards. Thanks, Marcello. See you soon for another project of yours.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.